Hello.
I'm Gary Combs, and I'm here with my one-year Bible devotion for May the 1st. Today's devotion is entitled, You Will See. We'll be looking at the New Testament reading from the Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 51. Truly, truly, I say to you, you will see heaven opened and the angels of God ascending and descending on the Son of Man. Jesus spoke these words to his newest follower, Nathanael. Nathanael had just expressed amazement that Jesus knew him, having seen him under the fig tree, a small but personal revelation. Jesus responded by promising something far greater. He told him that he would see heaven opened and angels ascending and descending on the Son of Man. This language pointed directly back to Jacob's vision in Genesis 28:12, where he saw a ladder connecting heaven and earth. By using this imagery from the Torah, Jesus revealed that he himself was the true ladder, the living connection between God and humanity. He was the place where heaven meets earth, the true Bethel, the dwelling place of God with man. What Jacob saw in a dream, the disciples would now see in a person. We often find ourselves amazed by the small ways Jesus works in our lives, and rightly so. Yet we must remember that these moments are only the beginning. Like Nathanael, we are invited to move from initial amazement to deeper faith. Jesus calls us to follow him with the promises that greater revelation is ahead. When we look to him, we are encountering the very bridge between heaven and earth. In him, God has come near. In him, heaven is opened to us. As we walk with Christ daily, we grow in our understanding of who he is and what he has done. Our faith deepens as we realize that every glimpse of his work points to something greater still. If we will keep following, trusting, and believing, we will see more of his glory, more of his presence, and more of his power. As the Apostle Paul wrote to the Corinthians, "Eye hath not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love him." Yet in Christ, we have seen, and we will see even greater things. Let's pray. Dear Father, we thank you for revealing yourself to us through your Son. Forgive us for settling for small glimpses when you have prepared and promised us so much more. Help us to follow Jesus with greater faith and expectation. Open our eyes to see that he is the true and only connection between heaven and earth. Let our lives reflect the wonder of knowing him more. In Jesus' name, amen.